Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, First Sunday of Advent. The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." Commentary by Father Anthony Carol from Sant Cugat del Vallès, Spain. Pray that you have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Today, as we start a new liturgical year, we renew our zeal and our personal struggle with our sights set on sanctity, ours and that of everybody else. The Church itself calls on us to do so, reminding us in today's Gospel of the need to be always at the ready, always in love with our Lord. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise. We mustn't overlook a very important detail for those who are in love: this attitude of being alert, of being ready, cannot be intermittent, but has to become a permanent way of life. This is why our Lord says to us, "Be vigilant at all times and pray." At all times. This is the right measure of love. Fidelity is not made on the basis of sometimes yes, sometimes no. It is, therefore, very important that the pace of our pious and spiritual formation be regular, day by day and week by week. If only we could live every day of our life with a new first time mentality. If only every morning when waking up we could manage to say, "Today I'm born again. Thanks be to God. Today I'm christened again. Today I'm making my first communion again. Today I'm getting married again." To persevere cheerfully, one has to restart all over again to renew oneself. In this life, we're not here forever. There will come a day when the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Good reason to be alert. But in Advent, the Church gives us a lovely basis for joyous preparation. Certainly one day, men will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Meanwhile, God arrives on earth meekly and with discretion, as a newborn child, to the point that, as Saint Cyril of Jerusalem said, Christ could be seen, wrapped in swaddling clothes, in a feeding trough. Only an alert spirit could discover in this infant the magnitude of God's love and salvation.